From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, how the Kimball Museum landed the lost Michelangelo, and a 40th birthday party for us here at KERA Radio. First, to what's known as the Silver Tsunami, the wave of growth in the over 60 population. That's the focus of a national conference this weekend in Dallas. KERA's Lauren Silverman chats with Sandy Markwood, CEO of the National Association of Area Agencies on Aging.
There are a couple of trends and movements that you're going to focus on at the conference here in Dallas, and one of them is livable communities. Tell me, what are the concerns and the opportunities there?
Well, and to ensure that people can age successfully in place, they really need to make sure that their communities are planning for lifelong living. And in saying that is making sure that they are good places to grow up as well as to grow old. In looking at that, there are infrastructure elements like making sure that there is a variety of different housing stocks. So if somebody may not be able to age in place in the home that they've lived at in or raise their family in, but may want another smaller option for empty nesters, that type of option exists in their community. They don't have to move out of the community to be able to move into a form of housing that's more suitable for their needs. Transportation is huge. Making sure that if people need to limit or even stop driving, that they have the ability to get around their community, to get to church, to get to shopping, to get to the doctor, but also to ensure that if a community is planning parks and recreation, that really it meets the needs of people across their lifespan.
Are there certain cities that are doing well in this area that you're going to highlight at the conference, or is there ones that you're going to say, you really need to work on this?
Well, actually, Texas is really out front on this issue. The state has funded a number of different communities around aging well in Texas, and a number of those communities will be highlighted in workshop sessions at our conference. There's a lot of the communities in Texas have really focused in on healthy aging and activity programs at the community level to keep people active and engaged and healthy.
Are there any cities that are taking the lead in preparing for this boom in the older population?
Sure, and they range across the board. A major issue that's going on across the country right now is in the area of what we call care transition. What we found in studies is 1 in 5 Medicare beneficiaries released from the hospital may return for a preventable readmission within 30 days. And the reason for that readmission isn't necessarily because they're not getting medical treatment per se, it's because they're not getting access to home and community-based services that they need, like meal programs or to ensure that they get the ride back to the doctor for their follow-up appointment. Another area is in transportation, an increase in volunteer drivers to be able to help older adults get to the doctor or get to the grocery store or the pharmacy if they can't drive any longer.
That's Sandy Markwood. She's CEO of the National Area Agencies on Aging. Thanks, Sandy.
Thank you.
The conference will feature a Tuesday keynote by former First Lady Laura Bush. Now to Fort Worth and the story of the lost Michelangelo, a painting that much of the art world once considered a fake. Eric Lee, who took over the Kimball Museum 5 years ago, dives into the tale of his first big art deal on KERA-TV tonight. He'll be Lee Cullum's guest on the program, CEO.
What did your board think when you sailed in 2 days on the job and said, I've got a Michelangelo I want to buy, how about it?
Well, it took quite a while. The painting had been sold at Sotheby's in the summer of 2008, and at that time, very few people believed that this was the lost painting. It had not been cleaned. It had not been studied.
Where was it?
It was in London. And the painting had been bought in the 1830s by this Italian sculptor who was living in Paris. He took it to Paris. At that time, he believed that it was the lost painting. The painting was described in depth by a number of early sources. So we knew a lot about the painting. What happened when the painting appeared at auction, at least two people believed that there was a strong chance that it could be right because the price did go up quite a bit. But he took a chance and he bought it, sent it to the Met, and it was cleaned in the conservation lab at the Met. Also, it's nice that the man who cleaned it at the Met was Michael Gallagher, who was a former assistant conservator at the Kimball, and that's one reason why we learned about the painting. And I asked myself, I said, if we don't buy this painting and it ends up being by Michelangelo, it's something I'll regret for the rest of my mm-hmm. life. But it would be so much worse if we did buy it.
Yes, and it wasn't Michelangelo.
Not being so. It's one of the luckiest things that's ever happened to me, being able to buy that painting.
You can watch the full conversation with Eric Lee on CEO. That's tonight at 7 on KERA Television.
KERA FM 90.
That jingle was created for KERA Radio's very first anniversary in 1975. Today, the station turns 40. In this week's Friday Conversation, KERA's Rick Holter talks with Bob Ray Sanders, now a columnist for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, about how he helped launch a public media startup.
Bob Ray Sanders, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Good to be here.
So, set the scene for us. By 1974, KERA-TV had been around a decade or so, and you were a reporter on the nightly news show Newsroom.
Yes. Jim Lehrer started it, coming from Dallas Times-Herald. Lee Cullum replaced him as the host of the show. But this one night, we were going to sign off 5 minutes early because something else was going to happen. We were going to sign on the radio station. And we were to join because they had a switch in the TV studio that we were going to have a countdown.
An actual thing to pull down.
Yeah, pull the switch, and 90.1 was born.
What was the general reaction to this idea of creating a public radio station?
There was the thought that we already had too many radio stations in Dallas-Fort Worth, you know. And plus, it said, who's going to pay for public radio? We just got them used to trying to pay for television. We were in a little wooden building, by the way. You know,
the schoolhouse, right?
The little red schoolhouse that was formerly owned by the DISD. But at that time, keep in mind, you know, we were cutting tape with razor blades. I mean, that's I mean, that's how medieval, in a way, the whole system was.
So at the same time, this kind of ragtag station was getting started. It was a crucial time for news in this country.
Oh, without a doubt. You got to understand that in addition to Watergate that was going on nationally, and we felt here that if there was something important, we would be the place that people would want to tune into because we would carry it live, unedited, that kind of thing. But what was also going on in Dallas particularly, I mean, the racial disturbances, police shootings, all of those kind of things, we often became the place for the town hall. It wasn't at City Hall. It was in the KERA studio on the KERA airwaves.
If we could take Bob Ray Sanders circa July 11th, 1974, and we could transport him to today, what would he think of the station that's here today?
Oh, I'm blown away every time I come into the station. The people that I worked with back in those days would be lost in here. I mean, just the technology alone. In those days, we were getting programs sometimes by Greyhound bus. You know, there was no satellite, let alone digital. I mean, it's amazing to me.
Now, what would a birthday party be without a little music? We're going to end with the song that was number one on the Billboard charts back on July 11th, 1974, Rock Your Baby by George McRae. Bring back any memories?
Oh, you better believe it. I think in those days I probably had high heels and bell-bottom pants still. So, I mean, that's, yeah, I remember that.
Bob Ray Sanders, thanks so much for coming in for this celebration.
I love it. Happy birthday.
Bob Ray Sanders has written a column on KERA Radio's 40th anniversary. It's at keranews.org. Overnight low of 78, more warm weather tomorrow through the weekend with highs in the mid to upper 90s. You can like KERA on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.